We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
In honor of Black History Month, we've teamed up with our friends at Gold Series from Pantene and Royal Oils by Head & Shoulders to help you discover your heritage. We've got your chance to win. Check this out. We've got your chance to win $1,000. That's a lot of money. $1,000.
Woohoo!
Yes, plus hair care gift basket from both Gold Series from Pantene and Royal Oils by Head & Shoulders, and two African ancestry test kits for the winner and their spouse or friend. $1,000. You can enter and get rules at steveharveyfm.com. Discover your heritage today. We did it earlier in case you missed it. Carla and I revealed our ancestry, where we're from. Carla, you go ahead. You're from
Ghana. My ancestors are from Ghana. Yes.
And I'm from I'm from a place I've never heard of. It's called the Central African Republic. I know about it now, but just for reference, it's next to Cameroon and the Sudan and the Congo, right in the middle.
They light skin over there.
Yeah.
Anyway,
quiet.
Yeah, she said she never heard of it. Like she never heard about the hood either. She never. I don't know.
So win your $1,000. Go get in the contest. Get all the info at steveharveyfm.com. $1,000 at stake, guys. Okay. All right, switching gears, time now for the Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, Neff. Subject, I'm sick of seeing my husband's ex-wife. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have been married for 5 years, and it's a second marriage for us both. My issue is my 46-year-old stepdaughter that has been inviting her mother everywhere for years. My husband divorced his first wife in 1987, and his daughter is still including this woman in all of our family functions. The ex-wife is the daughter's best friend, and they do everything together. I don't have a problem with them being best friends, but I draw the line at her coming to family functions that I throw. My husband's ex-wife is still close with his parents, and they exchange presents at every birthday and for Christmas. I said something to my in-laws, so they slacked off from spending so much time with her. It's my stepchild and my husband that don't understand that the ex-wife should get a life and go be around, go be with her own husband. Yes, she's remarried, and her new marriage is in jeopardy because of her daughter being all in the mix. My stepdaughter hates the new husband because he's asked her to stop popping up with her kids. My husband took his daughter's side and encourages her to be rude to this man. I have asked my husband how he'd feel if I had a grown daughter and that's always around us, and she brings my ex-husband to events at our home. He said he wouldn't like it one bit, but I should understand that a mother-daughter bond can't be broken. So I finally told my stepdaughter to stop bringing her mom to my house, and she told me it's her dad's home too. I'm fighting a never-ending battle, and I need your advice. How can I stop this woman from popping up? Okay, let me just say that everyone in this family, this letter is crazy. except you and your in-laws, apparently. At least your in-laws have a good sense to back off after you spoke to them. But this 46-year-old daddy's girl, her mama, and your husband are ridiculous. The daughter, because she's disrespectful to you, of course, to your marriage, to her dad, and she knows it. She knows what she's doing. Her mama, because she's got a whole husband at home, and she still can't say no to her grown daughter and won't miss a chance to come to your events. What is this about? Her husband is sick of it, and their marriage is in trouble. Your husband is an idiot because he lets all of this go down and sees nothing wrong with his ex crashing all your functions, and he won't check his daughter. I mean, the line about the mother-daughter bond that can't be broken, that's crazy. It's not about the mother-daughter bond. It's about your marriage and how you're feeling and the fact that he won't check his own daughter. This daughter is really sad because she obviously has no life. She has no friends, and so she drags mommy everywhere she goes. Then mommy, she can't be wrapped too tightly, I'm thinking, because she goes, whether she's invited or not. They don't want you there. You don't want her at your home. All it would take is one word from your husband, and I think this situation could probably be cleared up like that. And, you know, they'd stop all these shenanigans. But he says, you know, the stupid stuff like the mother-daughter bond, like I mentioned. So to you, I say, instead of talking to his in-laws, which you did and that worked, and this big baby daughter of his, talk to him, sit him down, talk to him, tell him how you feel, how, you know, this is out of hand, how, you know, you want to change the locks, you don't want her invited anymore, how this is making a mess of your marriage, and it needs to change immediately, and see where you go from there. Steve?
This is a stupid letter.
It really is.
First of all, Shirley hit it completely on the head. Completely. She nailed it in every area. So what do I bring to this letter? What do I have to add?
You know.
I think this calls for a sermon.
Mm. All right. I'm ready.
I think that when we come back, Def Jam and Reverend Motown, we'll cover this letter in only a way that they can.
That's right. That's right.
Coming up, our response to what they say is, I'm sick of seeing my husband's ex-wife.
Good God Almighty.
Lord.
That's so crazy.
After this, the sermon.
Thank you, Pastor. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after. Subject, I'm sick of seeing my husband's ex-wife. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Should I say Pastor and Deacon? Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I'm sick of seeing my husband's ex-wife.
We are going to approach this from a pontifical and bagarious way.
Pontifical.
First of all, the subject is, I'm sick of seeing my husband's ex-wife. We're changing the subject to, I bet not see your ass again.
I bet not see your ass again. That's what we changed.
Dear Steve and Shirley, I've been married for 5 years. And it's second marriage for both of us. My issue is my old ass stepdaughter, 46 years old. Why is we calling her a stepdaughter at 46. You too old for us to be referred to as step. You just grown ass woman.
Yeah.
In the way.
In the way.
She's been inviting her mother everywhere for years. My husband divorced his first wife in 1987. That's 2 years after the
85 Maximus came out, what I love dearly. Lord
very
Jesus.
Nice
I didn't know nobody didn't want an 85 Maximus.
No, I
well,
one
this heifer was 2 years after that. Now, if that ain't got has been written on it, you tell me what do. His daughter still including this woman in all our family functions. The ex-wife is the daughter's best friend, and they do everything together. Well, let me say this. If you 46, stepdaughter, inviting your mama everywhere, all over the new husband's house, all over the new wife's house, all over the people's house, I got one thing to say about that. The stepdaughter, the old-ass woman ain't got no man. I bet you she ain't got no man. It's right there in the letter.
It's in the letter.
She say, I don't have a problem with them being best friends, but I draw the line at her coming to family functions that I throw. Who, I'm asking you a question, Deacon. Who this heifer thinks she is that she coming to a barbecue where I bought all the ribs?
Well, Pastor, then maybe we need to fix her a plate that she will never forget. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you remember from the movie The Help, let's fix her a nice pie and put some in it.
You know he didn't see that one, Deacon.
He didn't see that.
So now, that ain't even an old movie yet. My husband and ex-wife is close with the parents. They exchange presents every year. Oh, here we go. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh, we Santa Claus now. Oh, now we got gifts for this heifer. She coming over at Christmas bringing bags and got names and drawing names and everything. Ain't that funky, huh? Well, I tell you what, this Christmas going to be different. Bring something else over here with a box in it. Huh? You gonna get you gonna carry that box back out of here, and you ain't gonna need no handles on the bag. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The subject of the letter is, I better not see your ass no more.
Again, that's right. That's right. That's the text. That's the text. Go ahead, Pastor.
My stepchild and husband don't understand that his ex-wife should get a life. Well, she has a life because she has remarried. But the marriage is in jeopardy because the 46-year-old keep going over her house, too. Back over to your house, back over to her house, and bringing them raggedy-ass baby kids with her.
Amen, Pastor. Amen. Amen.
This is jeopardizing not only the mama's happiness, but now your happiness. And you know why? Because she ain't happy. 46, about to be 47. Kids, ain't no man. Ain't nobody on the horizon.
I bet not see your ass again.
I bet not see your ass again. My husband took his daughter's side and encourages her to be rude to this man because he don't like her. Well, the only thing I have for you, he talking about it, you don't understand that a mother-daughter bond shouldn't be broken. That's a true statement. Well, you might not be able to break that mother-daughter bond, but I can break something off in somebody's rear end if they come over here one more day.
That's how you break it. Now, that's how you break it.
That's all this
Thank
is
you.
About. Reason we did a sermon because Shirley covered it so well.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
We ain't got nothing over here for you but communion over here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.